Would you like to see the big guy, the skipper, the head honcho?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
You're listening to Morning Joe with the CO.
Good morning, Rhoda. It is 7:04 a.m. This is your host, DJ C-Time, a.k.a. Petty Officer Connor Blake, and I am joined right now by the one and only Captain Suarez for Morning Joe with the CO, and we are also joined today by none other than CMC Rodriguez. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well, MC2. How are you? CMC, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be here this morning.
Doing fantastic. Glad to be back after the holidays.
Yeah, I took quite a bit of time down, and I hope that most everybody out there had the chance to take a break, take a breath, and are ready to come back and do some work, because it's going to be quite the year for us here in Naval Station Rota.
It definitely looks like, yeah, we have a lot on the slate for this year, sir.
We do.
You know what, MC2, I'm glad that you're back from leave also. I was afraid I was going to lose you out there.
I was actually gone. I took quite a bit of time, too, sir. I went back to Pensacola, and I also made a little stop in New York, visited a friend. So it was, yeah, really good. I hadn't been back in a really long time, so it was good to see family and friends. But
well, good.
You know I always make it back.
glad you're able to get back and see some friends and family. And Pensacola, place that I will always fondly remember.
Yeah, it'd been too long. I love it there. That's what I love about Rota, too, is the beach. You know, I'm a big beach guy. I grew up by the water, so.
Yeah, and right now the water's pretty rough for anybody who's out there and seen the waves. It's building some power right now.
Yeah, good skimboarding weather.
I'm sure it is. Skimboarding is a young man's game, in my opinion. I don't know that I could ever really pull one off. But it's good that outside with those waves, it's brought on by the storm that we have, a little bit of rain. I know that it's something that we need here in southern Spain, getting a little bit of water.
It's definitely a needed item. We have a drought going on, and we definitely need this rain.
We do. It has been a weird winter, though. It's been warm so much this winter. As I'm walking around in shirt sleeves right now in the middle of January, it's a little bit surreal.
Yeah, it was definitely a surprise. I walked out of the house this morning, and it was just a wall of really warm air that hit me. It was different.
Yeah, warm air and the rain. So I hope when people are on their way to work today, they're just careful. Take their time on the wet roads and working through the rain as they get into work this morning.
Yeah, even before I left to, you know, go on holiday leave, like, I remember that storm came through with all the wind, and I saw a whole, like, tree come up out of the ground and fall on a car. So, and then it was kind of a culture shock. Like, when I went to New York, it was, like, freezing cold.
Yeah,
and
now I'm sure.
And it even got cold in Pensacola, you know, in Florida. So I knew in the back of my mind, okay, I got to prepare myself when I get back to Rota. It's going to be a little warmer. But
yeah, seems like the entire United States right now is just blanketed in that freezing temperatures. So for those who have family back home, you know, I'm getting texts from my parents that are showing it's -7 degrees with ice growing on their trees up in Wisconsin.
Ooh.
So it's very different back in the States for most people.
What can we kind of look forward to this year, sir? I know, yeah, we were going to kind of reflect back on 2023 and then maybe talk about what we have coming up for 2024.
Yes, 2024 is going to be exciting for us here, primarily because we have the chance to welcome the first of the two new forward deployed Naval Forces Europe destroyers. So Oscar Austin will be joining us in October this year. So we've spent a lot of time making sure that the installation is ready to welcome those families, those sailors, and the ship so that they can continue to perform their incredibly important and challenging missions here. The four ships that we have now are really, really busy. If you know anybody on those ships or the families on those ships, they are spending a lot of time out doing the nation's work, and having this fifth one here is going to help share some of that load, but it's not going to make the job any easier for all those folks.
Yeah, we're going to be getting some more people here on NAVS Day.
So. A lot more people. It's not just the ship. It's a lot of the support that comes with it. The FDRMC, the Forward Deployed Regional Maintenance Center detachment here, is growing significantly to support them. A lot of our support services on the installation are growing. We're hiring more people to make sure we can help at the schools or the CDC or with the MWR programs or some of the basic administrative support. It's all growing to support the increased footprint here.
we concluded 2023 with new USN leadership, and yeah, we in November we got Admiral Franchetti sworn in, and then just on December 18th we had Vice Admiral Gray assume command of CNIC. Can we talk a little bit about that?
It was a long wait to get our new CNO sworn in. She was wearing two hats as the vice CNO and the acting CNO for a long time, and I can only imagine the weight that was on her shoulders. And it's a remarkable officer who can shoulder that and then step straight into the CNO role, acting VCNO at the same time, and and just immediately provide the vision that the fleet is looking for to continue ensuring that we are the finest of the finest Navy that's sailing the seas. So we got her to take the office November 2nd. She's immediately started rolling out some of her vision for us here. And then towards the end of December, we finally had our new Commander of Navy Installations Command, who is the boss of all the installations, sworn in. And he is somebody who has worked here. So he was the regional commander here a couple of years ago. So he understands this theater, and I'm really excited about some of the direction that he is looking to take CNIC. I think it's really going to focus our efforts in supporting the warfighters and their families as we make sure they're ready.
Speaking of the warfighters, can we talk about the priorities for the warfighters? The CNO presented her three priorities.
We can certainly talk about that. What she looked at was looking at the warfighting the warfighters and the foundation. So ensuring that the warfighting, we deliver decisive combat power. And to an extent, we're already seeing that play out operationally. If you're following the news in the Red Sea, you can see the way that we are trying to ensure that the sea lines of communication, the critical pathways along the ocean, remain open so that the trade that connects this entire world remains free. And it's a challenge. We've seen the challenge. The Houthis have been persistent in threatening the sea lines of communication, but we've had a couple of ships out there that have visibly demonstrated our willingness to defend those ships. And in addition, I think if you read the news, you saw that we just conducted our fourth strike against the Houthis. They're limited strikes that are meant to deter their aggression. It speaks to the warfighting piece that she is pursuing. And then the warfighters strengthening the Navy team. She has immediately focused on the support that we provide to sailors. So we're not only sailors, but the families, but primarily sailors, in the way that we ensure that our barracks are funded and sustained, and the way that our fitness centers, our pools, are funded and sustained. This is probably not the most exciting discussion for most people as they're driving in, but for me, it is really exciting to have somebody who is the senior officer in the Navy who is that focused on ensuring we are providing the right resources for our sailors and our families here. And then the foundation, building the trust, aligning our resources to make sure that we are ready whenever the call comes for us. I think it is a great call to all senior leaders to focus on the areas, the foundations, the fundamentals that ensure that we are ready to answer the call whenever the call comes.
You know, Skipper, one thing that I took out of her letter is that we are really moving into a warfighter's first environment. And in the past, you know, I've been in the Navy for 27 years, almost 28 years now, and I have seen different CNOs concentrate on different things. And I think this is the first one in a while that has been concentrating primarily on warfighting. It really makes me happy to know that we are concentrating on some things that I believe they're important. Some other CNOs have been concentrating on, funding and, keeping the lines of communication open, and then trying to be good ambassadors for, for our money, for our people. But this one is concentrating on warfighting first, and that is, to me, something that we need.
Yeah, I agree 100%. If we're going to remain the strongest Navy sailing the seas, we have to make sure that we keep sharpening the sword.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Yes, sir, and I agree. Yeah, like, it might not be the most exciting thing first thing in the morning, but I think it's important, like you said, to know that someone in, high position, like CNO, obviously as sailors we know, like, our first priority is like we're war fighters, but then to know that people at the top are doing what they can to take care of us, you know, the war fighters, the sailors out there, especially, you know, maybe the like lower enlisted on the ships who are out there doing the work. So it's nice to know that we're being looked after and taken care of.
And that's one of the big challenges I think people at CMC's level, my level, face is trying to help convey that message from the CNO to everybody who has the chance to work here. To expand a little bit, I don't think it's just the junior sailors here on something like an installation. It's all the civilians, that civilian workforce that is the continuity, the bedrock of the way that we operate here, helping them understand what their efforts are leading towards. They all support the CNO and her guidance as well. And I hopefully can do it justice in the way that we are able to discuss this with folks around the installation. But I agree with CMC. It's fantastic to have that focus on the primacy of our mission, the mission of war fighting.
Yes, sir. Completely agree. All right. Well, thank you for covering that with me. We're going to take a quick song break. But when we come back, sir, I'd like to talk a little bit about what your charge for Team Rhoda is coming in the coming year. But for now, up next is Lavender Haze by Taylor Swift right here on AFN Rhoda the Eagle. 7:22 a.m. and welcome back to Morning Joe with the CO here on AFN Rhoda. I'm your host, DJ C-Time, and of course I'm joined by Captain Suarez, and today we are also joined by CMC Rodriguez. And the next thing I kind of wanted to dive into is just like the CNO's three priorities, Naval Station Rhoda and all its tenant commands have three priorities that are the pillars of our mission, and I wanted to see if we could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that, but I'm going to derail it for just a little bit, because CMC just was asking PAO to take a picture of us as we're sitting here at the microphones in an effort to get more of an online presence.
Oh, yes.
So I'm curious, is that one of your New Year's resolutions? Is that something
that,
you're...
That is. Last time I posted something online on my personal profile was 2019, probably. It was before the pandemic. And so I've been completely absent. And I think the CMC job is a pretty cool job. I do a lot of things that people would be envious if they knew what I do. So I'm going to start doing some posting here in the near future so I can make people understand or people comprehend what I go through on a day-to-day basis. And this is one of them. I mean, how many people do get the opportunity to come in on a radio show first thing in the morning, even though I don't like mornings? It is a pretty cool thing that we do, and I want people to know that it is something that CMCs do out there.
That's really cool. When we had a big symposium last year, there was a speaker who came on specifically to talk about the way that we can use our online presence to help folks who don't know what we do understand what we do, whether it's the younger sailors or it's us in who have the privilege of being in positions of leadership. I think that's a great idea, being able to – it's a good resolution.
Oh, yeah.
Working to get that up there.
And, I have been here for about a year and a few months, and I got to tell you, I learned along the way a lot about CNIC. Would you say the same? I know we are a few months apart, but I'm pretty sure you learn a few things.
Yeah, absolutely, I did. Yeah, so maybe we can do that instead of – as we get ready to talk a little bit more about where we're looking to go for 24 look back at 23 personally. I think we talked a lot last time about all the cool stuff that everybody did here, but yeah, I grew a lot in 2023. I'm a lowly rotor head. I've flown helicopters for almost 25 years before getting into this job. Sorry, 22 years before getting into this job. And it was a shock, the way that Commander Navy Installations Command works compared to the way aviation works is vastly different, and it can feel labyrinthine and really challenging to work through all the different funding streams and guidances and different goals that all these disparate entities that kind of work together as an installation have. But it's number one, all of those different groups that work here were all I really came to appreciate just what they do. The first 6 months I was just trying to hang on and make sure that I provided top cover when they needed top cover. But over the last year, I really started to appreciate what all of those different groups do, whether it's our safety office and the way that the safety office really dives into some of those hazards that are out there for everybody so that we can make sure everybody gets to work, can do their job, and gets home in one piece. Or it's MWR and the various ways that MWR supports all of our families and sailors. Or the commissary and the NEX and the way all of those things work together. It was huge, huge learning, but I feel like I'm really starting to understand it. And the more that I learn about this world, the more that I really like this job, the more that I love the chance to be able to support it. Have you found the same? The more you get into it, the more you appreciate it, or is it still just like a different flavor?
No, it is completely different for me. So just like you, I was an aviation guy. So I worked as an aviation mechanic. I worked my way to aviation maintenance, and then I became a CMC, and I went to aviation commands. So really, CNIC is a completely different animal. And really, I was not prepared for it. I really was not. So I came in with an open mind, open expectation, and just like you, the first, I would say the first 6 to 8 months, I was just really learning what everyone did, how everything was supposed to work, and there was some frustrating moments, you know, in aviation commands, things move a little quicker. It is an operation command, so you can change things almost on a dime, but not on a CNC, really base, and it was a big challenge for me. Along the way.
Yeah, I feel like I've grown an awful lot, though, and I do really like this job. I think this is a fantastic job. But part of what kind of helped over that first 6 months to a year, I was really lucky. My predecessor here had a great set of principles that he worked off of, and I was able to take those and kind of shape them a little bit into the way that I have operated throughout my Navy career, and I think we were able to put something in place where we talked about the fact that we are the three guiding principles, that we're partners, professionals, ambassadors. I think those really helped keep me focused on what we're trying to accomplish as I was learning the different job. Man, I feel really silly right now. Everybody in the studio is kind of watching my hands as I describe these things, and I apologize for everybody else. But we're partners in the way that on Rota, on the installation, we support 6th Fleet, NAVIR, NAVAF, the European and African combatant commanders, and NATO. And we build partnerships with our Spanish hosts. And that is probably among, if not my most important job, is making sure our relationship with our Spanish hosts remains strong. We are professionals, and this is just a reminder that we keep striving to be the best at what we do in providing support to our service members and their families and the civilians that are here working. And that we are ambassadors, and every interaction that we have with somebody from the community or the Armada is a chance to improve that relationship with Spain. We are in one of the most strategically important locations in the world right now because of everything that's happening in the Mediterranean, up on the front between Ukraine and Russia. All of those forces kind of move through or around this area. So having the chance to work here is totally contingent on a relationship with Spain. Maintaining that relationship with Spain is strategically important because it puts us in a position to affect all those things that are happening in this part of the world. So luckily, like I said, I kind of stole a little bit from the last CEO, shaped a little bit for me, and that helped me stay focused. It was kind of my North Star, was making sure that I met those three guiding principles. And I also kind of learned over the last year that the simplest way for me to help put all that together is to remind myself that our job is to make sure that the operational forces are able to deploy on time, every time, with the resources they need to do their mission. If we can do that, we're meeting all the demands, we're meeting all of the requirements of this theater, of our relationship with Spain, of the fleet, all that. It's supported because we know that our sailors and our airmen and our Marines are able to go do their mission because they're confident that they have the resources they need, and they're confident that we're taking care of everybody else that's back here.
Yeah, which when I look at that, it is now aligned with the new CNO's priority, which really is about making sure our people are able to go out there and put on the fight to the enemy.
Yeah, and that does help me understand that the vast majority of the folks in senior leadership positions truly do understand that war fighting is the prime job of the U.S. Navy. That is what we exist to do. Hopefully we never have to, but if we do, we have to be absolutely prepared to do it.
Yes, that is something that I actually talked about during my CDBs. I like to say that the job can feel like a normal job. You get up in the morning, you come to work, you go back home. But really, we are warfighters, and we have to remind ourselves that the job that we do here is important. Even if you feel that that is not, every single thing that we do here contributes to the overall warfighting effort, and we have to make sure that we are all understanding that this is what we do.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Sorry, I feel like this is a very heavy conversation to kick it off this morning.
I just wanted to kind of add to it. I just feel super, like, you know, privileged to be able to sit here and listen to you guys talk about it, because, like, one of the coolest things for me about the Navy, it's like, you know, you join, you know what I mean, as a younger person, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to be an MC, you know what I mean? Then you could show up to the ship and it's like, I'm a warfighter, I'm a firefighter. Mm-hmm. And one of the really cool things I think helps you grow as a person is to be able to watch your senior leaders or just, you know, your immediate supervisor. It's like once you get in the Navy and you go to the fleet, you kind of realize how many hats you have to wear. You know what I mean? And it kind of sounds like that's what you and Master Chief were talking about over this last year. It's like coming into a new role that's going to happen to you on every tour. You know what I mean? You're going to get basically a new job added to your plate. And just being able to see how, you know, like good leaders handle that, because it can get overwhelming. But, you know, kind of taking care of your people and also to, you know, being a good leader that you're junior people can look up to. It's really cool to witness.
I hope that a bunch of other people who are listening right now and a lot of our junior sailors look back at 2023 and see that they grew as well and had the chance to develop as people and as sailors and turn a little bit more into the kind of person that they want to be. But you're right. It's a challenge. Every time we go to a new job, we have to learn a whole new set of skills, whether that is the job itself or it's the boss that we're working for and how to work with that boss, or we're now in a position of leadership and having to develop skills to lead some folks when we haven't had the chance to do that. I've never had the opportunity to lead on this scale. It's the first time I've ever done it. And it's an entirely different thing than leading a squadron of 300 people. And I love this opportunity, the chance to be a part of the preparedness of so many different missions and activities here. It's absolutely amazing. It's a heck of a privilege.
Yeah, that is also the big challenge, because we often deal with a change in Navy. The Navy really doesn't stay still. If you look at the uniform instructions alone, how many changes have we had in the last few years? And then you have all the restrictions that are put on our hands, you know, whether it's funding or personnel. Really, it is a big challenge to get everything that needs to be accomplished.
Yeah, and really, as CNI or CMC and I sit here and talk about it, I think we both realize it's never us that really gets that mission done. All we do is we try and help create an environment where the people who are doing all of the actual hard work are able to do their actual hard work. And it's a pretty sobering thought that I don't actually have the chance to do all that work. I just need to make sure that I'm working hard enough to give them the chance to do that work. And I fully appreciate that the folks who are in the harbor, on the ships, who are on the flight line, in the aircraft, who are training as part of the expeditionary forces, that they're the ones who are doing all of that hard work. So I think that's why CMC and I work so hard here to try and give them the right conditions on the installation.
Hey, so Skipper, you've been here for a little bit over a year now.
Yeah.
So is there a big win that you had so far?
A big win. I think you and I have that same big win. And it just took place a couple days ago. So we have a 24-hour fitness center now.
It just
opened on January 16th.
A couple days back. So,
a couple days back.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. That is something that I wanted to do from day one since I got here. And I'm glad that it's done. I really am.
Yeah, I think that's a huge win for all of our sailors. And the next big challenge is trying to expand where our folks can get something to eat if they're working overnight. That's the next big place that I think you and I are really looking to have an impact. But we have a couple of plans going forward, and hopefully they start to bear fruit sometime soon.
Oh, yeah. But in my mind, right, it seems something simple. Yeah, the gym is going to be open 24 hours. But there's people who didn't have the opportunity to work out at night. They work night shift, especially, you know, helicopter squadron, security, and a few others that really didn't have the opportunity. And the gym is something that keeps keeps people healthy. So keeps you on the job. It keeps the rotating forces coming and going. And it also plays a little bit of a part on your mental health. So if you're stressed out, go get a good workout, and then you'll probably feel a little bit better afterwards. So opening the gym 24 hours should make a little bit of an impact into this war fighting first mission that we have.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And thanks to Tom Durning and the MWR team for all the work that they put in to get that gym open 24 hours for us.
All right. Well, it has been fantastic. Yeah, talking about all the wins and how much we grew in 2023. We're going to take a quick song break. But before that, I just kind of want to introduce, sir, I believe you have an appointment to go to. But Master Chief, I wanted to tell you, we are going to be playing a game. It's called What Team Rota Department or Tenant Command Accomplished in 2023 or Team Rota Jeopardy. So,
oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I'll be rooting for you in the car, CMC.
Yeah, we have that coming up, so stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it. But for now, we're going to get back to the music. Up next is The Get Up by Blanco Brown right here on AFN Rotor the Eagle, serving America's best. Right now. 7:45 a.m. and welcome back to the morning show here on AFN, and I am joined by Master Chief Rodriguez, and we are making our way through our morning, Joe. Master Chief, are you caffeined up? You ready to game right now?
I am definitely not ready. And just so you know, this is the this is still the CEO's show. So if anything goes wrong, you know, it is the CEO's show. So far,
I think it's going to be fun, Master Chief. It's no pressure. We're just going to have a little bit of fun here. But yeah, we're going to play Team Rota Jeopardy. So, you know how the rules go. I'm going to basically give you a statement, and then you're going to kind of guess the answer with a question. Okay.
All right. So it can be any kind of question, right?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about different teams on NAV State Rota. So. I think you got this.
All right. We'll see. Let's do this.
Okay. Up first. First question. First statement, supporting 62 commands in 9 different countries across 3 geographic combatant commands, this team graduated over 59 preventative medicine technicians working in sanitation, food handling, and disease prevention to ensure fleet medical readiness in 2023.
Wow, that's a big one. I would like to say, who is NEPMU-7?
That is correct. That is correct. What is Navy Environment and Preventive Medicine Unit NEPU-7? See, I told you got this, Master Chief.
I don't know.
All right, so yeah, we got 4 here. So you are 1-0 right now. So it's looking good. Up next is operating the largest defense fuel resupply point in Europe. This team developed 53 gallons of fuel in support of aircraft and vessels in the AOR, as well as the planning efforts for the largest Defense Logistics Agency, or DLA, funded fuels military construction in history.
All right. That one is definitely a little tough right now because I think the fuel depot was changing owners. But I would like to say, where is NAVSUP?
That is correct, and it's the Center Detachment Rota. So, yeah, what is Naval Supply NAVSUP Systems Command Fleet Logistics Center Det Rota? So there you are, 2-0. Great job, Master Chief.
Ooh.
Yeah, we really were doing big things in 2023. It's only going to get better in 2024. Okay, up next. Also recognized by its international call sign, LERT, this team oversaw more than 2,300 aircraft movements, processed over 20,700 personnel movements, and received over 5.4 million tons of cargo to resupply the fleet in 2023.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. If I get this one wrong, I would be upsetting a lot of people. So I would say, who is AirUps?
That is correct, Master Chief. Going back to your roots there. That is, what is Naval Station Rota's Air Operations? All right. This is your last one, Master Chief.
All right.
You're 3-0 right now. We gotta keep it going. Okay, final question. In 2023, this department supported over 86 transiting vessels and 4 home-ported destroyers with over 252 total ship movements. What is this command?
Well, that one can be a little tricky, right? Because we do have a command here that supports all the ships here in the area, but we also have really port-ups. So I'm going to say, what is port-ups?
That is correct, Master Chief. You just ran the table. What is port operations? I know what you mean, though. I would agree, yeah, because it's like with port ops, it's like so many different people are involved in that. But
you could have Desron doing that, and
yep.
Also the maintenance center can be also related to that. But
absolutely,
they don't move them around.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people involved from Team Rota. But that was correct. So 4-0. Congrats, Master Chief. That was awesome.
Woo! Yeah, I was really concerned I was going to let someone down, so I'm happy that did not happen.
It did not happen. Okay, so there was Team Rota Jeopardy, and I kind of wanted just, before we conclude, Master Chief, just to go over anything you wanted to kind of cover before we close out. I know there's some kind of upcoming events happening on base, as well as some stuff happening at the hospital that's important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So... The Spain and DOD regulations really implemented the mask up program again inside the hospital. So if you're going to see your medical provider, make sure you bring a mask with you. They always have masks available, but the supply at some point is going to run out. So start bringing your mask when you go to medical. Everyone inside medical will be required to wear one. That's a big change, and it's right on time because I don't know if you have been walking around the base or maybe a mall. There's a lot of people who are sick right now.
Yeah, traveling back from the States, too, it's happening. It's happening everywhere. So, yeah, definitely good to use that precaution and definitely remember it when you're in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. On upcoming events, we have the NFL Pro Blitz. It's going to be here with the Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders and the mascot. So that's going to be on February 3rd. So I want everyone to know this so they can come over and support.
Yeah, absolutely. Super excited to have the Colts cheerleaders here. Like, that's just another awesome thing that, you know, MWR is able to set up for us. Super, super cool opportunity that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't, you know what I mean, be able to get, you know, being able to meet, you know, pro cheerleaders and kind of, yeah, get us in that Super Bowl, you know, football spirit because, yeah, I believe the big game will be, I think, the following weekend or something like that, so that'd be cool. And I also know that they're going to be there for the championship of the flag football tournament. So
nice,
all around awesome event.
Yeah, that's something that used to happen a lot. They used to travel around all the ships and all the areas. It has not happened as much as it used to, but it's glad to see that they're coming around and sharing some of the experiences with us.
Absolutely. And how can we stay plugged in? To get all the new resources on NavStay Rota.
All right, so I want to make sure everyone is, stays plugged in because there's a lot of things that the team in Rota puts together and have to offer to everyone. One of the big ones is the Vamos magazine. You can also get the same information from the website, the MWR, Rota MWR website. It has a lot of information on activities and trips and classes they have available for the community, youth sports. There is all kinds of information comes out every month, and it's one of the two places for you to stay engaged and really know what's going on. I know MWR puts a trip, a sightseeing trip, and also an activity trip almost every week, every weekend, so I want everyone to take advantage of that. Of course, the coastline, once again, there's a lot of people who put a lot of time and effort into making the coastline. There's a lot of great information in there that is useful to a lot of people. So make sure that you stay plugged into that. And, of course, everyone is always looking at the Rota Facebook page. There's a lot of resources available for you in there also. And it gives you the opportunity to ask questions along the way. So, to me, those are the big ones that you need to stay plugged in with.
All right, and yeah, and with that, speaking of the coastline and Naval Station Rota Facebook page, just shout out to PAO's office. That's a great way to stay informed about what's going on base. They're doing a lot of great work over there. And as well as, you can always listen to AFN. we are on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. So definitely check us out. We're also on Facebook as well, AFN Rota's Facebook page. And, yeah, I think that's going to do it for Morning Joe. Thank you so much, Master Chief, for coming in. And it was a real pleasure to get to listen to you and CO talk about, you know, everything we accomplished, you know, personally, professionally, and just as a team throughout 2023. And we certainly look forward to, yeah, everything that we can accomplish in the coming year.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. Thank you, PAO. I know she's always in the room, even though you cannot hear her. She's always making sure that I don't say anything crazy. Otherwise, she's going to turn off the mic. And to everyone listening, hooyah, Rota.
Hooyah. All right, and with that, that will do it for our 7 o'clock hour. Up next to close us out is Click, Click, Boom by Saliva right here on AFN Rota the Eagle, serving America's best.